Well, what we've got is we've got a couple of groups, both legitimate and not so legitimate, that are canvassing tri-state neighborhoods, looking for a couple of extra dollars, making, you know, do some extra work around the house. And some of them are actually hired by legitimate companies to raise some income, and some of them that are just some traveling groups that go from state to state. And what they will do is they will approach the homeowners, and they will offer to do things like seal a driveway, cut down trees, cut down shrubs, and that kind of thing. But the key here is what they're asking for is they're asking for cash up front or a short-term contract or something for you to commit to pay up front for that service. And oftentimes what will happen is you'll pay that money up front, and then they will either disappear without the job being done or the job is not done correctly.
And it's not unusual for contractors to hire outside sales help at this time of year. How can you tell which ones are legitimate and which ones aren't?
Oftentimes, you can tell the difference by looking at the markings on the vehicle if there is one parked in your driveway. You can also ask for identification. It's either on their shirt or they'll actually have like a name tag or a name badge or something that they're required to show. You can ask them specifically for that identification. If they start stumbling or stuttering or kind of avoiding the question, you can always politely say, no, thank you, you need to move along. What you can do if they do show you identification or a business card or a pamphlet or leaflet or flyer or something like that is always go to BBB.org and check and see if they're valid.
Some of these people will just try to distract you long enough, like come out and look at your roof and then actually break into your house. What should you do if you're interested in a service like that? Do you just secure your home?
The biggest thing there is, you know, you can certainly take that information. Obviously, keep an eye on the entire group because, as I alluded to earlier, there are certain groups that will travel from state to state, and they will offer to do home services, but they will split off, and they will try to enter your home and take small valuables that you may not notice missing until much later after they have left and say, you know, thanks, I'll take your information, but you need to leave my property now, or I'm not interested at this point in time, and then check it out at BBB.org. If you truly do feel uncomfortable, you can always say, I'm not interested in your service, and if you don't leave my property, I will call the authorities.
What's the best way to avoid scams altogether? Just not answer your door?
That is usually the best way. The second best way is if you do answer the door is if you truly, truly do not feel comfortable, you can either A, take their information and say, politely say thank you, but you can leave now, or B, you can check with your township or your city and see if they're even allowed to solicit in your neighborhood. There are cities and townships that do have policies against door-to-door solicitation. Call the authorities, let them know who approached you, give a very good description, and also check out the company on BBB.org.
You can find out how to get more tips from the Cincinnati Better Business Bureau on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Sandra Guile, thank you.
You're very welcome and have a good spring.